yesterday there was a major horse race, and it's called the Preakness. And it's one of three major races, horse races, that go on here that really all of America seems to come together and watch. Now, I went, and in order to make a decision on which horse I thought was going to win the race, I downloaded from off the computer. It's called Past Performances. And as you can see, there's two sheets here, but there's 10 horses that were in the race, and here on this past performance, it has all the past performances of the horses. It tells you the horse's name, what gate it ran out of. It tells you who the mother of the horse was. It tells you who the owner of the horse was. It has each individual race and the times where the race was at the quarter pole, the half pole, the top of the stretch, and then at the conclusion of the race. This is all important if you want to find out, if you want to make an important choice in who you think is going to win the race. Now, some people like to pick a horse because they like the color of the horse, or maybe they like the color of the silks that the horse wears, because all the different horses have different colors that represent the stables from which it came from. Sometimes people like the names of the horse, and they'll say, oh, I like this name, I'm going to choose this horse to win. Sometimes they like the jockey, and they say, oh, I like this jockey, so I'm going to pick this horse to win. But people who are informed about horse racing, they get the past performances, and they study them. And so before the race yesterday, I studied and studied and studied, and I was pretty sure I knew who was going to win the horse race. Of course, it helped with the fact that the horse went off almost even money. In other words, it was the clear favorite. But I didn't think that this horse could lose. The horse race goes off, the horses go around the track, and my horse ended up in eighth place. Now, this other horse that wasn't expected to win ends up winning. You know, his odds were longer, and he ended up surprising everybody by nipping another horse just at the finish line and won. Well, now I want to tell you about another race, and it's called the human race. And I want to talk about us. Now, I want us to imagine that one day we all stand before God, and God has in his hands a sheet on each one of us. And he says, okay, I got to try to make an informed judgment on you. I got to find out whether you've been naughty or nice, like they say at Christmas time. I got to find out whether you've been good or bad. Now, I just want to just imagine in your mind that God would do this, right? And so God looks over the past performances of each individual and says, oh, it says here that on this and this date that you lied to someone. And on this date here that you cheated someone. And on this date that you got angry and you took a swing at someone. And so we look at the past performances, and then we get kind of scared, because we know that when someone like God looks at our past performances, it can't all be good, can it? In other words, there are probably a lot more losses than wins in our past performance chart that God's looking at. Well, you want me to tell you how God actually looks at us? God looks at each one of you and says, you know, you guys are my sons and my daughters, and I love you. And you know, I don't care what the past performances say, you're all winners in my eyes. And that's the way that God treats us. In other words, do you think God cares if we come in last place in a race, the human race? God loves us in spite of how we often perform. Now, there are some people whom we think are really super religious. And they go to church every week, and they've got that nice smile on their face, and you say, oh my God, he's the world's best Christian. And then you find out that, nah, he's not really the best Christian after all. The odds may be close that this person's going to win, but the person doesn't win. And then we look at somebody else's life and we say, oh, he's a bad guy. He never smiles. You know, he's grouchy all the time. You know, I heard that sometimes he even beats his kids. You know, and yet, in the long run, God looks and says, you're okay. I love you in spite of everything you've done. God loves us in spite of everything we've done. That's what's so amazing about God's love. So he tears up the past performance sheets and he says, "You're still my sons and daughters. Come and welcome into my household." Isn't that good news for us? Okay, so we're all Preakness winners this morning. Let's all grab hands and close with a word of prayer. Gracious God, thank you that in this race we call the human race, that you love us as much as you love your Son, Jesus, and that nothing will ever separate us from your presence or your love in our lives. So always remind us of that, because we need to remind ourselves. There are some days we get so down on ourselves that we think that we can't even finish the race, but we know that Jesus will help us finish. And then there are other days when we feel so proud and so good about ourselves. We say, we're the best Christian around. And then we realize that, no, that's not really true either. Help us to come humbly before you. And help us to always be thankful and demonstrate gratitude for all the goodness you continue to show us, even though we don't deserve it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.